individuals struggling with sickle cell disease may be on the cusp of a breakthrough after an international year-long drug trial ended last year. One of the most active test areas was in eastern North Carolina. Chris Thomas has this.
Majara Mooring of Greenville, like millions around the globe, live with a disease that causes hidden, though intense, pain.
Because it could be to the point where I can't walk. And one time I just told myself, look, just cut my limb off. I will feel better. If you cut it off, the pain will go away.
Mooring was diagnosed with sickle cell disease as an infant. It causes blood cells to harden and take on the form of its namesake. Blood clots are common, and it can shorten the average lifespan by decades. Mooring said hospital visits have been common throughout her life.
Starting out with it, I was hospitalized, I can say, every other month. I was in there on my birthdays, every holiday. It was to the point where I have a twin brother that doesn't have the sickle cell disease, but he has a trait. But it was to the point where they will also have a bed for him in my hospital room.
Last year, she and 197 other sickle cell patients from three countries participated in a trial for a new intravenous treatment called crisanlizumab. The trial was sponsored by Celexis Pharmaceuticals. Dr. Darla Lyles at the Brody School of Medicine helped facilitate the Greenville leg of the crisanlizumab trial, which included 11 local patients, Mooring among them. Lyles also oversees a Greenville Sickle Cell Day clinic that treats 750 patients from across the region.
In the 1990s, there was a large study performed with hydroxyurea. And hydroxyurea is presently the only medicine that the FDA has approved that really alters the number of crises that people have with sickle cell. And so we try to put all of our patients on hydroxyurea. The problem is it's not an easy medicine always to take.
Hydroxyurea comes in pill form, and Lyle says patients have to take it multiple times a day over a long period of time for it to work.
It's not something that automatically makes a difference, that you can't see the difference in a week or a month. It takes 6 months or a year for it to alter the types of red cells that are being made by your body. And so patients are sitting there taking it every day and seeing really no benefit.
Research on the disease has been sparse, in part because it impacts relatively few people, about 100,000 people within the United States. It's inherited and found primarily in individuals with sub-Saharan African, Caribbean, South and Central American ancestry. According to the CDC, 1 in 365 black children are diagnosed with sickle cell disease. 1 in 13 carry the trait.
If you look at the map for where malaria is and the map of where sickle cell trait is, they really overlap. And so that protective effect is really what kind of puts it there and in the Mediterranean and other places in that region.
The new treatment, crisanlizumab, reduces the ability of red blood cells to stick to blood vessel walls, which can cause fatal blood clots. The 52-week-long trial provided patients with either a high dose of the trial drug, a low dose of the trial drug, or a placebo. The results exceeded expectations.
Almost 50% of people who were on active drug in the highest dose did not have a crisis compared to the placebo group. And there were actually 24 people in the highest dose of the drug that had no admissions, no crisis during that 1 year period.
Lyle says this study signals a new era for sickle cell research and greater hope for those living with the disease.
If you take someone that has two or three crises per year and you can completely prevent it, you've saved yourselves several weeks of hospitalization out of that year. You know, sickle cell crisis has a heavy disease burden. So financially, if the insurance company doesn't have to pay for an admission where you're, spending $500 a day on the hospital bed and all the medicines and IVs and everything else, it's thousands of dollars to society and to the patient.
Because the pain felt by sickle cell patients can be hard to predict, Lyle says the results of the study could be recorded in retrospect. Patients like Majara Mooring realized they hadn't been to the hospital as often as they used to.
After the trial was over, my doctor, which is Dr. Lyles, talked to me. We sat down and talked. She was like, well, how you been feeling? I was like, I'm fine. She's like, well, we haven't been in the hospital. I said, you know what? Sitting here thinking about that, you're right.
The pain didn't go away completely, Mooring said, but through previously prescribed medication and coping techniques developed over a lifetime, She was able to take care of herself and avoid visits to the ER.
I do hope this is a cure. This is the beginning of helping not only me, but other adults and kids that are out there suffering with sickle cell disease.
Lyle says those hospital visits can be long and excruciating.
I think that one of the problems that the patients perceive is when they have one of these crises, they come into the emergency room and people say, well, you know, your arm's not broken, you're not bleeding anywhere, I can't see your pain.
Lyles and Mooring hope this new treatment brings increased awareness to sickle cell disease, which impacts communities that continue to fight for recognition, though the ailments aren't always visible. I'm Chris Thomas.